If you have your Bibles, you can turn with me to Psalm 62. Psalm 62. Father, we just thank you and we praise you this morning that you are in our midst. We know that from your word because you said where two or more of us are gathered together in your name, that you would be here. I ask now, Father, that you move by the power of your Holy Spirit upon each and every heart that's present. I pray, O Lord, that as the word goes forth, it will touch hearts, minister to hearts, help each and every one of us grow into a greater growing strength to serve you far better than what we've already been doing. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. And thank you that that mercy, O Lord, is new every day. We don't have to live on leftovers because you are a good God. And we thank you. I ask, O Lord, for the anointing of the Holy Spirit of God to be upon the word and to be upon that one that will deliver the word. Without the anointing, O Lord, anything that I say this morning will be in vain. And we don't want that to happen. So, Holy Spirit, move softly, loudly, however, across this congregation and minister in a mighty and a powerful way. We give you praise, honor, and glory for it. Count it as done with faith. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Psalm 62 reads, truly my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. Yes. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will you imagine mischief against a man? You shall be slain, all of you, as a bowling wall that you be, a bowling wall as it be, and as a tottering fence. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly, Selah. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Title of the sermon this morning is Give Thanks, Be Delivered. Yes. Give thanks, be delivered. Many times we don't get delivered, or at least we don't get delivered until we've moped around for 3 or 4 days and got under the Jupiter tree and felt sorry for us and everything else just simply because we won't give thanks to God. Sometimes we act like in Christendom that we don't have anything to give thanks to God for. Uh-huh. But let me tell you something here this morning, people. The fact that you're saved is enough for you to thank God for the rest of your life and all throughout eternity. Amen? But the fact that he brings forth all the provisions that you'll ever need, the fact that he takes care of you, the fact that he heals you, the fact that he just wants to be with you and have you in his presence is enough to thank God for. Amen? And so we ought to learn, no matter what's going on, no matter what the lie is that the enemy is telling us, and I'm here to tell you this morning, he's going to tell you a lie on every corner. Yes, right. Every time you move, if you listen to him, he'll tell you a lie. But he lied from the beginning, the truth's not in him. Amen? We know that. And so when he comes with his lies, if we'll just simply begin to praise God and worship God and allow God to have free right of way into our lives, then we can see a change in the situation almost immediately. Because praise and worship will bring God's presence. How many of you know this morning that the devil can't stay in the presence of God? And so if we worship God, lift up holy hands, in case you don't know it, and it's in the Bible. Timothy tells us that these hands are holy. Uh-huh. They may not look holy. They may even look dirty at sometimes. But praise the name of the Lord, they're holy. And if we won't be afraid to lift up holy hands unto God, God won't be afraid to come into our presence. God will minister through the power of the Holy Spirit. If you need an answer to prayer, need help in time of trouble, and are ready and willing to move God's heart according to His Word, you need to lay hold of the covenant promise in Psalm 42:1. God is our refuge and strength.
Amen.
A very present help in trouble.
Yes.
Write that down. Underline that if you got your Bible with you. Begin to memorize that. God is our refuge.
Amen.
And our strength.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. See, we're told in Ephesians to stand strong in the power of your own might. No, it don't say that. It says to stand strong in the power of His might.
Yeah.
He is our strength.
Yeah.
Amen? He is our refuge.
Yeah.
Glory
yeah.
to God, hallelujah. A very present help in trouble. You got trouble this morning? If you don't, you're lying to me. Praise the name of the Lord. God is a very present help in trouble. The phrase very present means always available. Hallelujah. When you go to your knees and begin to pray and seek the face of God, you don't get the old bzz, 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 bzz. The line is never busy. It's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you are free to come into His presence anytime that you wish to do so. As a matter of fact, God told us to come boldly to the throne of grace that we might receive mercy and help in time of need. Come boldly. Don't crawl in. Don't roll in. Don't say, here comes your unworthy worm servant. You are not an unworthy worm if you've been born of God, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. You are a saint. Hello? You are a saint. You are a saint that does sins once in a while, but you're no longer a sinner. I hope you're not anyway, if you're claiming Christ as your Savior.
Amen.
You are a saint. Jesus Christ made you a saint. It means always available. It means immediate. Hello?
Uh-huh.
It means immediate. You see, as we begin to come into God's presence and get into His presence through praise and worship and lifting up holy hands unto Him, God is ready to act. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Y'all just missed a good place to say amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He is always available, and it's immediate. Now, I'm not telling you that the prayer will be answered immediately, but it is immediate. He comes into your presence. When He comes into your presence, and gives assurance that He has heard you, and it is according to His will, because you prayed according to His word, and you believe in your heart that you receive what you ask for, it's on its way.
Yes.
It's on its way.
Yes.
But you got to remember, sometimes the enemy does get in the way, you know. We know that it took 21 days for Daniel to get an answer to one of his prayers. But by faith, when God speaks something, He speaks by faith.
Uh-huh.
And when He speaks by faith, it's done.
Yes.
It may not be happening right now. It may not be going on right now. But when God speaks by faith, and if He speaks into your heart, it's done. The thing of it is we've got to be willing to accept it. And the Bible says that through patience and faith, we receive the promise. But God is there immediately. Because why? Because when you begin to come into His presence with praise and worship, He is there with His presence. And because He's there with His presence, He will bring to pass exactly what it is you need in your life if you prayed according to His word. And this word right here is His will. Thy will be done. In earth as it is in heaven. God wants to do things. How many of you believe that God really wants to do things? I mean, so many people in the body of Christ blame God for so many things that's not His fault, and He doesn't do them. Some say that God can do, you know, why can't God do this or why can't God? God can't always do everything. Uh-oh, now. Now, I'm a heretic. No, it's not that. God set a certain set things in a certain pattern and a certain way. We go clear back to the Garden of Eden. God told Adam and Eve, keep the garden. That word keep in the Hebrew means guard it. But they didn't guard it. So what happened was sin come into the world. God, being a sovereign God, I guess he could have cut it off right there, but then that wouldn't have been according to his plan. He don't change in midstream. Amen? If he says guard the garden, guard it. You guard it. You have the name of Jesus Christ. You have the power of the Holy Spirit. Walk in it. Learn to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit and the authority that we have in the name of Jesus Christ. At that name, the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. And that's what we're supposed to be doing in this earth today. We are supposed to be glorifying our Father which is in heaven and quit walking around making excuses that we can't do it because simply means most of the time it's because we don't want to do it. We got something else that's more important. See, now I'm not the pastor anymore. I don't have to preach to you real good. I'll let Don and Mark get this all straightened out when they get back. Praise the name of the Lord. God called us. And it's time that we begin to take the charge like we're supposed to. David writes here in this passage to wait on God only. In verses 5 through 7 he says, my soul, wait thou only upon God. If you're waiting up on anybody else and you're getting fooled, the devil already has you fooled. You got to wait on God only. For my expectation is from Him. God, when you go to God, expect something. When you come to church, let me ask you something. When you come to church, do you expect something to happen? Or did you just come? Do you expect God to show up? You expect the Holy Spirit to be here? You expect the Holy Spirit to move? You expect someone to get saved, healed, delivered, or whatever? Or do you just come? Praise God. Hallelujah. Look at me and get mad. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Amen? That's how we should feel. That's what we should be saying. This is how we should operate in our life. He is everything. He's our rock. He's our high tower that we can run into and be safe. He's our buckler. He's our strength. And he's our defense. God told Moses, just stretch out your staff and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. He told Jehoshaphat through someone that prophesied to him, he said, the battle's not yours. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And he gave him a plan. He gave him a plan to bring forth the victory. He said, put your praisers in front. That's one good thing about since I'm not on the praise team, I don't have to worry about getting in front with 185,000 man army out there waiting for me. But put them in front, yeah. Put Greg in front. Praise the name of the Lord. Toot your horn, play the instruments a little bit, and victory will be yours. That's how, you know, that's a funny way to win victory, but that's how God done it. God is able. And not only is he able, he's willing. You see, there's a lot of people that's able to do things, but they don't do it. They're not willing to do it. But God is not only able, he is willing to do that which is necessary in your life to keep you from the enemy, to win the victory, to walk in the victory that belongs to you because of what Jesus Christ did at Calvary's cross. Expect help from no other source. No other source. I know we all have jobs. I know we have this, we have that, we have everything else. But you've got to understand that your job is part of the source that God has provided for.
Uh-huh.
Hello. Amen?
Yes.
He's our source. If you need something, turn to Him.
Amen.
Give it over to Him, pray about it, and say, Lord, here it is. That's what you told me to do. You told me to come boldly to the throne of grace that I might receive help. I'm here before you. Here's what I've got. Here's what I need. And I know that as my Father, and because you love me, you're going to see to it that I'm going to get it. How you're going to do it, I don't know. That's up to you. Maybe you're going to give me a job making $5,000 a day. I don't know. Maybe you're going to give me a job and I'm going to make $100 a day. But however it is, you will provide, because I have come in faith believing you are my source, and you will do exactly what you said and what you have promised that you would do.
Amen.
It's a matter of us believing the Word of God and allowing the Word of God to be foremost in our life and be it's the last word.
Yeah.
Amen. This Bible right here is the last word. If He said it, it's done.
Uh-huh.
But now it's up to us to receive it.
That's right.
Amen? Amen. And just believing is not necessarily going to take care of it. You've got to receive
uh-huh.
what God has to offer.
Yeah.
I believed all my life. I mean, from the time I can ever remember that Jesus Christ was Lord, that He died on the cross of Calvary, shed His blood for my sin and everything else. But I was 38 years old before I ever received it.
Uh-huh.
I didn't have it until I was 38, even though I believed it. See, you got to receive.
That's right.
If you don't receive, you'll never have it.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Only He must be your source, your only hope and defense. Realizing that, only He can supply you with the strength to keep going until your answer comes. But the answer is going to come. Jesus said in Mark's Gospel, in the 11th chapter, He said, when you pray, did you get that first word? How many of you got the first word? When? That means that you're supposed to pray. When you pray, believe that you receive.
Yes.
And you shall have it. Many of us pray, and for 5 minutes we believe, and then after that we don't.
Uh-huh.
And then we don't get our prayer answered, and we wonder why.
That's right.
Or we want to get the cart before the horse. We want to get what we ask for before we believe.
Uh-huh.
That's not faith.
That's right.
So when you pray, believe that you receive it, and you shall have it. Three steps. When you pray, believe, you shall have. Amen?
Yes.
Know that God will back His word to the fullest hilt. He's never let anybody down before, and He's never going to let you down today.
Amen?
Amen? Proverbs 3:5-6, very, very familiar scripture, says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. Lean not to your own understanding. That's one of the biggest problems that we have. We try to figure it out. We try to figure out, even when we ask God and even when we believe God, and, we try to figure out how He's going to do it. No need to try to figure out how He's going to do it. He's going to do it. Let Him do it. Go on and get out, quit worrying about it.
Amen.
Amen. Go on to something else. Get on with your life, Just wait for God for it to come, because it's going to come.
Yes.
His blessings will overtake you. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord this morning. We need to get excited about Jesus. We need to get excited about this thing called Christianity. We need to get excited about Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. We need to get excited about the power and the person of the Holy Spirit of God who will move, O Lord, upon the face of the waters. Upon whatever water is troubling you, the Holy Spirit of God will move upon that water, and God will say, let there be, and there will be. And there's not anything that the devil and all of his minions in hell can do anything about it. They are defeated. They were defeated at Calvary's cross as Jesus died on that cross and shed his blood for the remission of our sins to bring us back into the right relationship that was there before Adam and Eve sinned in the garden. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have difficulty acknowledging him. Let's be honest with ourselves this morning. Don't get mad at me. Get mad at the book if you want to get mad, but don't get mad at me. We want to lean to our own understanding.
Yeah.
We want to figure it out. Or we'll say, well, I can handle that situation. That's too little for God. God wants to know everything that's going on in your life. And he wants to make sure that you understand what's going on in your life. He didn't come down in the garden and ask Adam, where are you? Like he didn't know where he was. He wanted Adam to know where he was. Separated from him. Because of the sin that he had committed. God knew what was. You think God didn't know he was hiding behind that mulberry bush or whatever it was? But the question was for Adam. Where are you, Adam? God sometimes is asking us that same question. Where are you? I'm right here. I'm your provider. What are you worried about? I'm your provider. Hallelujah. I mean, you know.
Praise God.
If you're a father in here, you understand these things because, you know, my kids, they come to the house, they don't, you know, they might say hello when they go by me, and then again they may not, but I guarantee you I can hear the refrigerator door open. Mom, don't we have any of this? Well, no, we run out. But we'll have it the next time you come. Them grandkids come and they want something. If it ain't there, I'll guarantee you it's there the next time they come. Praise God. He's our provider.
Yes, he is.
He's our strength.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
We don't have weak knees.
No. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. It's time that we begin to acknowledge him in all of our ways, no matter what we're doing. We're going to go fishing and acknowledge him. Thank you, Lord, for going fishing with me. I know that you called me to fish, be fishers of men, but I want to go down and relax a little bit. Won't you go with me and bring me in one about 2 pounds? Glory to God. I want to glorify you. When I go home, I'll hang it up and I'll tell you, look what God gave me. Acknowledge him, man, in all of your ways.
Yeah, yeah.
No matter how little that might be to you, God cares about you. And if it's bothering you, then he wants to know about it. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. In Matthew 6:33 it says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. What things? Things that you need. You know, if you read the scriptures up above, it talks about, you know, the Greeks, the Gentiles, and all the things, how they want after everything out there in the world. He said, just seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Yes, yes.
And all of these things will be added unto you.
Amen.
They'll come. You don't have to look over your shoulder to see if they're coming. They'll come. As a matter of fact, if you don't move pretty fast, they'll run over you. That's his promise.
Uh-huh.
That's what he has told us. He's a very present help in trouble. Praise the name of the Lord. When Jonah reached rock bottom, he finally turned to the Lord. In Jonah chapter 2, verses 7 and 9, he says, "When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord." When my soul fainted in me, I remembered the Lord. We need to learn to remember the Lord.
Amen.
And when it seems like the impossible is facing you, begin to think about what God's already done for you.
Uh-huh.
How many times He delivered you.
Yes.
How many times in those close calls where you could have just got run over by a big trailer truck or a car or something, it seems as though the angel of the Lord just moved your car out of the way. Remember the Lord. Remember the Lord, and that's what Jonah did. "And my prayer came in unto thee, into thine holy temple." And then verse 9 says, "But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving."
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
See, we don't think of thanksgiving as a sacrifice offering, but that's what it is. He says, "But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving." Hey, listen, he didn't have anything else to sacrifice, because you know why? He was floating around in the well of the belly. I mean, the belly of the well. Hey, wasn't much else left there to offer a sacrifice to God, but he offered the sacrifice of thanksgiving. "I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord."
Yeah.
He finally come to his senses. He finally came to the realization that God wanted him to do something, and he'd be better off if he'd done it. Finally realizing where he was, in the belly of the well, that God was still his salvation.
Yeah.
And he remembered the Lord. And he offered up a sacrifice of praise. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise and worship is important.
Yeah.
And it'll help you get into the presence of God if you'll just join into it sometimes. He simply said, "I am going to praise the Lord in the midst of everything that's going on around me. I am going to praise the Lord. No matter what's happening, I'm going to praise the Lord." In the midst of the worst trouble of his life, he entered the Lord's presence and offered thanks to God. When you have no place to turn, turn to thanksgiving.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When it seems like everything's impossible, when it's all closing in on you, when it seems like you're sinking to the very bottom, come into the presence of God with thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
That thanksgiving will bring you right into the presence of God. You'll know it too. You'll know when you get there.
Yes, sir.
Amen? It'll be altogether different than it was before you started praising Him and thanking Him for what He's done, what He's doing, and what He's going to do. If you can't think of anything to praise Him for what He's done, thank Him for praising Him for what He's going to do according to His Word. He's going to deliver you home one of these days. Praise Him for that. Praise Him for the fact that you're going to walk on streets of gold one of these days. Oh, hallelujah. And if you can't sing, you're still going to be in the heavenly choir. You'll be off key, and God will say, they'll just shake his head and say, ain't nothing. I've tried everything with that guy. But I enjoy it anyway because it's coming from his heart. See, that's what counts. It's not whether you're in the key C or something. I always sing in the key of Z. And I've not found anyone yet that can find that key. But I sang anyway. Praise the name of the Lord. When you have no place to turn, turn to thanksgiving. Thank Him for all He has done for you. For all that He's going to do according to His promises. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, "In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
Amen.
In everything, not for everything. In the midst of everything. Whatever's going on around you. No matter what the circumstances are. No matter what the devil's whispering in your ear. In the midst of it all, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So many people want to know what the will of God is for their life. Well, there you are. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. He wants you giving thanks. He wants you praising Him. David was a praiser. And even though he sinned and come short of God's glory, committing murder and adultery, God was still with him. And God made him great in the world and in His sight also. Praise the name of the Lord. Jesus is the answer. Amen?
Amen.
Give thanks. Be delivered. That's not hard, is it?
Nope.
Is that hard? Why do we find it so difficult to give thanks to God? Why do we find it so difficult to lift holy hands unto Him? I mean, they move up and down. Look at there. Not difficult. And the thing of it is, when you come with an open, with a loving heart for Him, offering up a sacrifice of praise, you enter into His presence now.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
next week, not tomorrow, now. It's immediate. God comes. When the midnight hour came to Paul and Silas, they turned to the God of their salvation for deliverance. Man, you think that wasn't a difficult time? Huh? They were locked up in prison. Not only were they locked up in prison, but they were locked, hands and feet were locked. And not only that, but they were put into the deepest part of the prison.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know, there wasn't any lights around. It was dark.
Uh-huh.
But they began to sing. They sang loud enough for all the rest of the prison. They didn't just hum. They sang loudly so that the other prisoners could hear them. And then there was a shake, rattling, and glory to God, hallelujah. The ground began to tremble. Woo! Glory to God. And the doors flew open. And the jailer said, oh, merciful goodness. Because back in them days, when the crooks got away, they killed you. And he came running and said, what shall I do to be saved? Oh, hallelujah. God can cause an earthquake in your life if it needs be. And He'll do it if it needs to be. Because He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He hasn't changed. The same God that set them free is the same God that you serve this morning. The same Spirit that moved upon the face of the waters is the same Spirit you have this morning. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is the same Spirit you have this morning. The same Spirit that was upon Peter, James, John, and the rest of them in the books of Acts, it's the same in the book of Acts, it's the same Spirit. There's not a different Spirit. There's only one Spirit. There's only one God, and there's only one Jesus. And when we come to Him in praise and worship, He is there to meet us and to meet the need that we have in our life, whatever it might be. Glory to God. They prayed and sang praises unto Him. And then came the earthquake. Praise the name of the Lord. Shake, rattle, and roll. The heart of it all, the secret to prevailing prayer, is the pouring out of the heart before the Lord. The pouring out of your heart before the Lord.
Yes.
That's the secret to prayer. Many just come and pray and don't really expect anything to happen.
Uh-huh.
He's your expectation.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's why, you know, when you come to church on Sunday morning, do you come expecting anything? Do you expect God to move? Do you expect God to touch somebody? Do you expect God to do anything at all? Or do you just come?
Uh-huh.
We want you to come. But boy, we'd like to see you get happy.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like I've told everybody, newcomers to the church, you know, we put these lights in up there. We put them in double strength in case you want to swing from them. And when we built the roof and put it on, I said, double strengthen, because my excuse is the excuse I get all the time. Well, the roof will probably fall in if I come to church. Glory to God. Get happy. Get joyful in the Lord. Make a loud noise. You know, I haven't been saved very long, and I read that in Psalms. It says, make a loud noise unto the Lord. I jumped up out of my seat, laid my chair, laid my Bible down on the floor, and started jumping around like a jumping jack, shouting and hollering, because one thing I can do, I'm not good at very many things, but one thing I can do, I can make a loud noise.
Praise God.
He said, make a loud noise unto the Lord, and that's just what I've done. Praise the name of the Lord. We need to get excited about Jesus. Football season's coming up here pretty soon. They'll be up there in that stadium. Woo-hee-hee! Then they'll come back home that night and come to church. Well, half of that, though, is because they're still asleep. But they'll come back and be in church, and you couldn't get them to open their mouth if you pried it open with a crowbar. We need to get excited about Jesus. He's worth it all. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 62:8 says, trust in Him at all times.
Yes.
Now, it must have been the Holy Ghost must have known that sometimes we wasn't going to trust Him. Amen? Or He wouldn't have put all times in there, would He? Yeah, He said, trust in Him at all times.
Yes.
So if you're not trusting in Him, you're not doing what the Word of God says. If you're not doing what the Word of God says, it's going to be hard for God to bless you. Trust Him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. At all times.
Yes.
Not just part-time. This is not a part-time thing. This is a full-time thing.
Uh-huh.
Part-time's all right if you don't need very much, but if you need a whole lot like I do, then you want to go full-time. Amen?
Amen?
Trust in Him at all times. Psalm 92:1 says, it is a good thing. Did you get that word? It is a good.
Yes.
Not bad. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord.
Uh-huh.
And to sing praises unto Thy name, O Most High. Doesn't say, and sing praises in a perfectly tuned voice. It just simply says, sing praises unto Thy name, O Most High. And then again in Psalm 50, verses 14 and 15, it says, offer unto God thanksgiving.
Yes.
And pay thy vows unto the Most High.
Uh-huh.
And call upon Him in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Well, hallelujah. We want to glorify God. We ought to be praising Him. Because if we're praising Him, He's going to deliver us. You see, that's what He called us for. That's why He put us on this earth. First of all, to praise and to worship Him. Secondly, to glorify Him. Not to hide our works under a bushel, but that we might glorify our Father by the good works that we do. We are to glorify God. But if we're walking around, you know, worrying about this, worrying about that, kicking the can down the road, don't know what we're going to do next, don't know if we're going to get out of the situation that we're in, A lot of times we make our situations worse than what they are. The devil paints us a bad picture. Something's going on, and we think, now what this is, what if this, they do this, and they do, they'll do it. God just wants to take care of them. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Call upon me in the day of trouble. Praise the name of the Lord. That's his word. That's his promise. That's what he's made to you. That's part of your covenant. You don't need to go to sleep on me. That's quiet in this place. I'm the only one making a noise. I thought I heard a mouse squeak back there a while ago. Glory to God.
Yes.
What we need to do is know who we are in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
It's not who we are. It's not what people see us to be. It's not what the people say about us as far as, you know, who we are. It's what who we are in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. I may not be very much to the world out there, but I'm something in God's sight.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I belong to him. We sang a song around here. I don't know the words, but it's something to that effect. I belong. I am and he is and we are. And you, yeah, you'd probably know that song. There's about three I ams. I am his, I am this, and I am that. And praise God, I'm a son of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And he's mine.
Uh-huh.
He may be yours, but he's mine too. And he's big enough to take care of both of us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. David was a worshiper. A man who gave praise to the Lord for all his blessings. Psalm 68:19 says, "Blessed be the Lord." Listen to this. "Who daily loadeth us with benefits." I like the way the Holy Ghost adds some extra words. He could have just said, "Who daily, you know, gives us benefits." But no, "who daily loadeth us." Loadeth to me means that they're being poured out. It means that they're coming up on me to the point where I, you know, almost can't carry the load. Amen? "He loadeth me with blessings." Woo! Every day, daily it says. Not just, you know, every now and then or when he feels like doing it or something. Every day he loads me with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. God cares when we are willing to get in his presence. When we have a desire to seek him with all our heart, soul, body, and strength. When we let him know that we really love him. When we let him know that we're trusting him. When we let him know that we have a need. You know something? That pleases God when we come to him. The devil will tell you, you know, God don't want to hear that. It pleases God when you walk in boldly.
Amen.
And say, "Father, here I am. I was here 15 minutes ago, but I'm back again." It pleases him. Because then he knows that you are relying solely on him and nobody else. That you're believing him for everything that you need in your life, whatever it might be. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. God, it pleases God for us to come into his presence. He don't like chasing us down. He wants us to come to him. So give thanks and be delivered. Praise the name of the Lord this morning. Don't be afraid to thank God. Don't be afraid to lift up holy hands. Don't be afraid to dance if the Holy Ghost tells you to dance. Don't feel bad about running if the Holy Ghost says run.
Amen.
We're not going to do anything to you if it's of the Holy Ghost. If you get out of line, why, the bosses, they'll be back next Sunday and they'll take you in tow. Since I've retired, see, I've gotten a lot softer. Praise the name of the Lord. And see, just to show you that I'm more softer today, you're going to get out a lot earlier before the Baptist church and you'll be first in line wherever it is you go to eat. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. But remember, God loves you. And the giving of thanksgiving unto him brings you into his presence. And in his presence, guess what? Is the fullness of joy. You want to be full of joy? Get into the presence of God. What's the quickest way to get into the presence of God? Worship. Not hard. God never made anything hard. He's not a hard taskmaster. Come unto me, all ye that labor, and I will give you rest. He's not a hard. He didn't make it hard to get saved. If you're here this morning, you don't know Jesus and the pardon and forgiveness of sin. He never made it hard. He just says, believe and confess. Believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and that God raised him from the dead and you shall be saved. How hard is that? For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. He goes on and says in that same chapter, whosoever. I like that because I'm whosoever Thomas. Just call me whosoever. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You just call upon the name of the Lord, believe, and you're saved. Receive it. And you can do that by faith. And he'll give you the faith to do it. See, that's the thing of it. He's there with everything you need to receive Jesus Christ and know him in the pardon and forgiveness of sin. You need a healing in your body? The Bible says healing is the children's bread. We pray the prayer, give us this day our daily bread. You put those two together, and that's healing for you if you're a child of God. Because healing is the children's bread, and you ask for your daily bread, so part of your daily bread is healing. Not hard. You just receive it. You accept it. He sent his word, Psalms tells us. He sent his word and healed us. And by his stripes we are healed.
Amen.
He tells us how to be successful. The Bible tells us that he's the God who causes us to get wealth. That's who he is. And he's your father.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
Man alive.
That.
Jesus.
Woo!
Jesus is your brother.
Yeah.
And you're joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Joint heirs with Jesus. Joint heirs.
Yeah.
Woo! Man alive. Sometimes I get to talking about these things. Join heirs with Jesus Christ everything that God has to offer. He loved Jesus, but he loves you. Praise the name of the Lord this morning. But if you're here without Christ, today could be your day. If you're here today and you have a need in your life, He's here for you, whatever that need might be. It doesn't make any difference. There's not a need anywhere that God can't meet according to His Word. I'm not going to say that I'll pray for you to get a Cadillac tomorrow. Or a 35-bedroom house with 17 bathrooms. And you're the only one living there. But I am here to tell you that God will meet your need, whatever that need is. And there'll be some left over, because He wants something left over so that you can bless somebody else. See, that's how He set it up. That's why sometimes He can't do things that people think He ought to do, because it's not set up that way. And if He did it because He's sovereign, then He would go against His word. The Bible tells us that Jesus in His own hometown couldn't do any mighty miracles, except He healed a few folks. I always have to laugh whenever I... He couldn't do any mighty works, but He healed a few people. I don't know what you classify healing people. Well, I classify that as mighty works. But praise the name of the Lord. Why? Because of their unbelief. Now, as a sovereign God, He could have intervened and healed everybody there. But then it would have been according to the plan that He set up from the beginning. Therefore, He would be going back on His own self, and therefore He wouldn't be God. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. So if you're here this morning as we sing this song, I mean, you know, we're going to have a song. We're going to praise the Lord for a minute. And if you have a need, whatever that need might be, it doesn't make any difference. God will meet that need if you will come. If you will come. God loves you. Father, I thank You and I praise You for the Word of God. I thank You for the privilege, O Lord, this morning of presenting Your gospel to Your people. And Lord, I pray that each and every one of us that's present here this day will hear this word, that we will receive this word, and that we, O Lord, will begin to walk in that word and allow You to be our Father. In Jesus' name, amen.